Giving Birth in Ireland is the new book from the Irish Birth Movement. It has been written by mothers, midwives, doulas and birth partners for all who have and will give birth in this country, as well as those supporting them. And to learn more about the book, I'm joined in studio by Patrina O'Halloran from Our Parenthood and Focus slot, also the founder of Birth and Beyond, and also runs Mama's Boobie Box, mum blogger and writer for the online magazine boobingit.com. She's a very busy woman. Also with us is Danny Carvalho, who's originally from Brazil, is living in Ardnacrush, a bit of a change of scenery there, and the co-editor of Giving Birth in Ireland, Lee Brosnan. You're all very welcome to studio. Patrina, first, before we get to the book, can you tell us a little bit about the Irish Birth Movement?
Yeah, sure. I might switch to Lee because she is one of the leaders of the Irish Birth Movement, but I'll just kind of, I suppose, tell you how I came across it. It was from my own worries, Alan, I suppose, about giving birth in Ireland, and this movement started around that time. And it was more to shine a spotlight on maternity services in Ireland, what's happening with maternity services and how we can change and improve our maternity services in Ireland. So I'll pass over to Leigh because she'll talk much better about it.
Yes, Leigh, you tell us more about it.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's great to be here. And I guess the Irish Birth Movement started during lockdown when there was partner restrictions being introduced in the hospitals. And we just started to organise digitally online. We all met. We were a group of birth activists and we realised we really wanted to work together to kind of change birth culture on this island, because we could see a lot of deficiencies and we were hearing a lot of difficult stories of women who were navigating the system and not feeling very empowered in that process. So we began to organise online, and then the movement grew and grew, and we organised nationwide protests at that time. And now we have 60 members perhaps, and we meet twice a year just to sit in circle and share with each other and make plans for the future and see what we want to do in terms of activism. And then this book was the result of a project we decided to start 2 years ago.
Okay, and you know, it seems very comprehensive, and as I mentioned, it's got the perspectives of lots of different people, mothers, midwives, doulas, and so on. What was the process of putting the book together like, and deciding whose experiences to include in it, what particular areas took priority in terms of these are the areas people really need to know if they're reading about this book?
Well, that's a very good question, Alan. So birth, as you know, is a very multifaceted issue. So we basically decided as a movement we wanted to ensure or provide a resource that would let women be more informed, because there's a lot of information out there, a lot of it's conflictual, but we wanted to combine and compress and condense as many different experiences as possible into something as coherent as this book has ended up being. So we made a call out to our group and we invited any woman, any person who was involved in the movement to contribute. And the idea was that there would be such a variety of diverse experiences. So there would be health researchers, there would be midwives, there would be birth partners. We have one male birth partner who's a chapter author, and the idea with that was that those, all of those different experiences would speak to different people, because some people need more scientific information. Their mind is more wired for statistics and kind of science, and they need that kind of language to really understand what's going on. And other people respond much more openly to personal anecdotal evidence, and they want the personal stories. And that's what this book does, is it provides the same kind of information in many different styles and formats, so it speaks to as many different people as possible, at the same time providing a really rich knowledge base of evidence-based research that's emergent, that's contemporaneous, that's happening right now, that I think a lot of the times hospitals aren't aware of or aren't updating and keeping in line with, because they're kind of operating on practices that are maybe 60 years old instead of actually
been in place for...
Yes, as well as the absolutely invaluable experience of mums firsthand, the experts in the field, the people who are best placed to comment on maternity and labour and birthing.
Well, on those experiences, I know, Leigh, you've a chapter in the book, as do you, Danny, and your chapter was, I suppose, you know, this was it's mostly about the, you weren't a mum yet, it was your, before the birth of your first child, and it's on saying no to induction, my experience, and reading it, I was really struck by, particularly when you're, you know, being a first-time mother, you've a lot on your plate to be dealing with, and you're not sure what to expect. What struck me was how much more difficult that process was made by, you know, the hospital not really telling you much information about home births, and then, would it be fair to say, pressurising you in terms of having an induction, and, you know, you recount a conversation you had with a doctor that left you in tears. All in all, did that... Can you tell us a little bit about that, and whether did it take away from the experience of giving birth to your first daughter in any shape or form?
Well, I've always wanted to have a more natural birth, and for my first pregnancy, even being not from Ireland, I'm 10 years here, but when you start dealing with maternity, it's a different language and you kind of learn again a few different words and technical words and things like that. So arriving at the maternity was like a hidden secret, this home birth. Nobody would give me information. And I just happened to meet a doula that gave me the information, and it was completely outside the maternity. It was a private doula, and she gave me the information. So that's how I went through the home birth. But it was strange because I had two streams. So I had the home birth telling me I could go 41 weeks, and that was the max I could go. And then the maternity was also pressuring me, oh, you're 38, 39, you need to start considering induction. So this conflicting information was making me very nervous and very confused. So on my first pregnancy, I went 42 weeks. I was out of the home birth scheme. And
must have added to your stress levels
yes,
as well.
It did. It was a very stressful pregnancy, very stressful. The whole, just the visits was very stressful. And when you're leading up to the end of it and you start hearing induction and this and that, so it was really not listening to what I was saying. Said, I don't want induction, I'm on the home birth scheme, and I had to repeat this constantly. But once I was officially out, that when the conversation with the doctor happened, and that's what I heard. I was going to kill my baby, I was irresponsible.
Imagine
why
telling
did I
want
you to
that.
Go natural? Do you know when something happens to you, you don't really fully understand what's happening? So I didn't feel I was there. I went out to take a break. It was only days after even giving birth that I really realized what happened. And when we were doing the book launch, and I was reading my part of my chapter, and I broke down crying because that's where the raw emotion came. So as a first-time mom to go through this, first of all, was the conflicting information of you can go 41 weeks, but if on the maternity you need to consider induction. I couldn't understand that. And then at the same time, pressure me. I was healthy. My pregnancy was healthy. I was willing to go there every day if you needed to check on me, check on baby. Why I was treated that way, I couldn't understand it. It didn't really shy me away from having a second one, and I did have a home birth on the second one. But meeting Sue was the main person I met, and then Leigh was I was happy when I met her and I saw that someone is willing to go deep into it and just create such an amazing book and a movement like that.
And I mean, even, you know, between hearing Danny's story there, that, you know, for another mother to be hearing that and hearing what some hospitals, maternity hospitals in the country can be like, maybe that touches on long-held structures that have been in place that haven't moved with the times. Yep. At least if you're aware of that, you can prepare for it and prepare how to navigate around it.
Yeah, and Alan, a lot of it is coming from a fear-based kind of system within the hospital, and it's fear of litigation, basically, and that's why these
which is mentioned in the discussion.
It's mentioned in the book, and like that is real. You know, that's not a one-off story, Alan. I'd similar experience to my own story. So I had my first girl in England, second girl here, completely different maternity setup. Like there's kind of I guess a two-tier system here, whereas you have a consultant and you have a midwife, whereas in England it was all midwife led, so I only ever met a midwife, which was lovely. And I couldn't understand. I was having a home birth with my second girl as well. I went through private midwives because I couldn't get a HSE home birth at the time, and just the hospital started ringing me around 37 weeks, even though I was out of the hospital system. They knew I was having a private home birth. I had finished with the hospital from 32 weeks, and they're ringing me just to let you know you can come in anytime you want and we can do an induction. And I was like,
they're mad for the induction, aren't they?
You know, I was like, I'm having a planned home birth, and they're like, are you sure your baby's movements are okay? It was kind of like saying, how do you know your baby's okay? And I'm kind of like, you know, I'm having appointments with my private midwife. She's fully qualified, she's fully capable, she's delivered hundreds of babies. You know, I'd done my own research, obviously, like, but it's kind of like they're saying to women, oh, you can't have the power to do your own research. And it's very authoritarian, you know, like, you must listen to us, and this is what we're telling you. Yeah. And that would be fine, Alan, if they were giving evidence-based information. But it's scaremongering women, and they're not giving evidence-based information. They don't have the time, you know, they don't have the resources. So it's all built out of this fear. We'll just get baby and mum, you know, alive and birth, and that's it. You know, that's the standard. They'll come out alive, and it's grand. And, like, that's not the standard of care that we should be aiming for. You know, it's just not right. Like, because where are we leaving women then postnatally if that's the standard of care that we're trying to achieve?
I suspect, and given what and our listeners have heard, and I'm sure there's some mums to be this morning listening, this book is going to be really, really important. You mentioned the launch. So, Ilay, the book is out in the world.
It is indeed.
Irish Birth Movement has given birth to the book.
Exactly.
Was induction necessary?
All of the puns and analogies of birthing the book.
But in all seriousness, it will be a very important book. Where can people pick it up?
So right now it's for sale online with the Sheelanagig bookshop in Tipperary, and it has a few other stockists across the country, and we're working to get it into the library systems as well. And we have 30 books to donate. So if you have a maternity group or a civil society organisation that you feel would like a copy of it, you can contact us at theirishbirthmovement@gmail.com. And we're also always looking for new members. Yes. And I know Katrina called me one of the leaders. We're non-hierarchical. We're all equal in this organisation.
We're all leaders.
We're all the leaders, and we're all always looking for new members to join us in this movement. So please contact us if you want to get involved.
The book once again is called Giving Birth in Ireland. It's from the Irish Birth Movement. My thanks to Leigh Brosnan, to Danny Carvalho, and also to Patrina O'Halloran. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us this morning on Morning Focus.